And now dictation for Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, Caswell, C-A-S-W-E-L-L, April 1179. Address as a letter to Dr. Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Holly, H-O-L-L-E-Y, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Holly, a consultation Mr. Caswell, who has proteinuria. He has established care with you the last few months. Used to see Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R. Has diabetes at least for the last 15 years. They have noticed proteinuria, but he denies any edema. He's up to date with his eye exam without abnormalities. There is minimal neuropathy. Excuse me, there is no neuropathy except for areas of induration like calluses. He's very physically active, likes to walk outside even during the winter time. No claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. He has problems of loose stools, probably related to effect of medications versus gallbladder surgery in the past. Much improved with the use of Questran, Q-U-E-S-T-R-A-N. Denies any blood in the stools, no problems with urination, night cramps, does use a CPAP machine. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, no retinopathy, no neuropathy, no foot ulcers, hypertension, obesity, sleep apnea on CPAP machine for 5 years, esophageal reflux, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies heart problems, no TIA stroke seizures, no gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, no liver disease, hepatitis, no gout, kidney stone, asthma, or pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgery is gallbladder and prior colonoscopy. Next paragraph, he enjoys smoking pipes sometimes every 2 weeks, very occasionally drinks. No reported allergies, no family history of kidney disease. Medications off the lisinopril was causing cough. Discontinue, cough resolved. The HCTC dose was increased from 25 to 50. Has been on Ozempic already for 3 years, metformin, Zetia, Lipitor, Prilosec, which is new the last 2 months. Niacin, minimal flushing, Omega, Questran, isolated ibuprofen. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 300, 73 inches tall, blood pressure 168, 100 on the right-sided, 140 over 104 on the left. Very pleasant, alert, oriented, time 3, no respiratory distress, normal pupils, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Last chemistry is October. Normal thyroid, normal B12, normal sedimentation rate, testing for celiac disease negative. Testing a stool for inflammatory bowel disease negative. Albumin creatinine ratio elevated 448. Good control of cholesterol, LDL down to 38. Minor increase of triglycerides. No blood in the stools. Back in 2023, normal kidney function, electrolyte. No anemia, prior normal albumin. Increase of transaminases, probably fatty liver, normal bilirubin, alkaline phosphatase. Few years back, no blood in the urine, but 300 of protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Joshua has gross proteinuria already for a number of years, without evidence of nephrotic syndrome, with normal albumin and no edema, background of long-term hypertension and diabetes, preserved kidney function, although blood test is already more than a year ago, all blood tests will be updated. His proteinuria likely represents diabetes, but given his body size, secondary hyperfiltration, FSGS, will be high in the differential diagnosis. At the same time, there is no reason to do a renal biopsy or an ultrasound. Treatment of proteinuria is control his diabetes, control blood pressure. In the office is running high, probably white coat hypertension. At home, apparently, is in the 130s, 140s over 70s. Blood pressure machine needs to be checked. He already is trying to do physical activity, but needs to lose further weight, needs to pay attention to sodium intake. Part of his treatment needs to include ACE inhibitors or ARBs, as he was having cough from ACE inhibitors, you need to consider the use of ARB like losartan. I will start a low dose like 25 and progressively raise to maximal dose 100. Depending on blood pressure, might need to decrease HCTC at that time. We called your office about that changes, as Joshua wants to make sure that you are aware of any advice, and we work together. Our goal blood pressure, given the presence of proteinuria, should be around 130 over 70. Continue other medications, avoid anti-inflammatory agents. The diarrhea appears well controlled on Questran. All issues discussed with the patient and plan to see him back in 6 months. End of dictation.